Blog Talk Radio.
I love walking. The more I walk, the lighter I become. The more I walk, lighter I become. I love walking. Let's pick up the pace. Not only am I walking, but I'm making better food choices. I'm walking. I'm making better food choices.
Alrighty, peace and blessings, ladies and gentlemen. Israel here, and welcoming you to Body by Mind. And of course, that is a sample from our CD, Walking Rejuvenation, which can be, you can find that over at thevoiceofweightloss.com. That is a very marvelous CD. It's for walking. There are a lot of great meditations on there. I may play, I'm trying to see if I have some others queued here. I may play a sample of some of the others sometime during this week. Each night I'll play a little sample of each one. There are three meditations over there. And I was trying to open the chat room, but it's not opening actually. So let's see. Well, so I'm trying to open it, but for some reason it's not opening here. We did have it open last night. Oh, okay. There we go. So we're a little late with the chat room, but we'll go back over there in a minute. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about The Spice is Right. That's the name of it tonight. But hold on one second, and let me just put our website at least in the chat room tonight. And so we'll do that. Alrighty then. So tonight we're talking about The Spice is Right. And I'm going to reveal seven spices that actually help induce weight loss. And I want to talk about each one. Around about the first of the year, I began to do some study on different spices and the power of the spices to induce weight loss. And so I have started working with those spices, and they are absolutely amazing. So I'm going to talk about the seven top spices to work with as far as weight loss. Now, I have a video on YouTube at our channel, which is called Release the Weight. So if you go to YouTube and you put in Release the Weight in the search, and then just scroll down and you'll see it's the only channel that says Release the Weight. I put a turmeric tea recipe, which is one of my favorites. Turmeric tea. I'll talk about a little bit more about turmeric a little bit later. Video. It's only like 2 minutes long, the recipe. But go over there and take a look at it and make sure you like the video and make sure you subscribe as a subscriber as well, because we're going to be doing a lot more videos along that line. We're in the middle of a 45-day challenge, weight loss challenge. It's a six-week. I keep saying 45 days. I have that in my mind. And, you know, 4 and 5 is 9, and 9 represents what? Endings. So we are, you know, looking to move where we're coming to an end of this idea of being controlled by weight. And so we are working with guided meditation, which is really what this channel is all about, and also intermittent fasting. If you were on last night, then you heard me talk about, you know, both of those and how I gave, you know, how to do it, how to use guided meditation, why it works, how powerful it is, and all of that good stuff. But so we'll talk about that at the end of the call. But tonight I want to just go through some of my favorite spices that actually have been proven to curb your appetite. And if you like spicy food, and I do, if you like spicy food, then you will appreciate how you can utilize that in your on your weight loss journey. And so the reason that spices and spicy food is so good is because they actually do speed up the metabolism. And when they speed up the metabolism, it has there's a fat burning ability that takes place. And the reason for that is because if you take hot spices, especially chilies, which I do an omelet, and I usually do a jalapeno pepper omelet. Chilies can actually inhibit overeating, and they give you this feeling of fullness after eating. And not to mention that the hotter, you know, the spicier things are, you have difficulty overeating or overindulging in hot, spicy food because, you know, you may, you know, become uncomfortable, you know, before you even overeat. So that's good as well. These spices, chili powder, I'll talk about that in a little bit, they have this thermogenic type of effect. And what that means is the body will begin to heat itself from within, and that revs up the metabolism, gets your metabolism going. If you have a slow metabolism, which is a term that describes the sum of all chemical processes that take place in your body, if you begin to work with these spices, it begins to speed it up. And actually, it manages the movement of nutrients in the blood. So, you know, after digestion, which is good for your health because, you know, in return, the results are growth, the results are energy, a lot of other, you know, great functions. The blood flows better, and you begin to, you know, burn the calories. You've got certain spices that cause the body to burn extra calories. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. And they do that because they boost the metabolic rate and they stimulate weight loss. So when you're working with guided meditation, you're working with intermittent fasting, and now you're working with these spices that I'm going to, you know, talk about a little bit later. A lot of the spices, when you add them to a meal, as I do with each meal, you know, especially my omelet, I'm a big fan of, you know, I can have an omelet every day. It's a couple of eggs, and it's always spinach and garlic and tomatoes and turmeric and pepper. And I make the omelet, and I top it off with half of the avocado. But certain spices have been known to burn up to 25% more calories an hour after the meal, after you've eaten it. It's still, because it's in your system, it's still burning it up. And trust me, every little bit helps. And so I want to talk about my top seven spices that I've been working with over the past year. And I want to give those to you, and let's talk about them. The first one is very, very common. You have to know me to know I'm a big black pepper fan. Black pepper, ground black pepper, peppercorns, black pepper. I'm huge. I probably use, you know, for the average person, you know, more than someone would think. should be used, but I love black pepper. I always have. And so I like black pepper chicken and, you know, black pepper fried fish and all kind of things. My omelet has probably got 15 shakes of black pepper. Black pepper has been shown to raise the body temperature and increase the metabolism. And that's because in dried black pepper, piperine, it's a thing called piperine, that actually prevents new fat cells from forming. There you go. So, I mean, stop the fat cells from even forming. And so in my research, it has, I found it that it aids in digestion, because when you eat black pepper, it signals, there's a signal that's sent to your stomach to start producing chloric acid. So when it starts to, this acid, when it starts to, you know, send that message to the stomach to start producing, this acid, it's acid that's necessary for the digestion of protein. So that's why if you're having meat or protein, chicken, fish, any kind of protein, and other foods in the stomach, pepper sends this, you know, necessary, this message, and it actually makes digestion of protein better. And when there's not enough of this hydrochloric acid, if it's not enough, you know, produced in the stomach, then that's where you have the gas or the indigestion or the diarrhea. So black pepper also has been found to have this antioxidant, antibacterial properties. You know, I don't think it would take a brain surgeon to figure that out. And so antioxidant to kill off, ward off a lot of bacteria in your body, black pepper is absolutely excellent for that. And so that's number one. So if you work with black pepper, great. You know, you might want to add some more to it. If you don't, then you want to begin to work with it. Okay. Now, my number two, and this is one I probably started probably back in April as well. This one I added probably back in April or March of this year. And that is chili powder. And it's a powerful stimulant. And once again, it too raises the body temperature and the fat burning ability, raises it up to 25%. So this is really, really good. And my doctor told me this was really good in reducing cholesterol levels. And then not only that, chili powder. Really helps with circulation. And, you know, for the past few months, I've been noticing that this morning I was like, you know, I woke up, I have been personally, and, you know, there's a lot of people that are new, but I really work a lot with very, very, very little time for just about anything. You know, I don't have time to talk on the phone, not socially. But I woke up this morning and I was standing in my kitchen. I was like, you know, I just feel so good, you know. And earlier this year, let's say January, I had we did a 31-day fast. It was a juice fast that we did earlier in the year, January. But when I came off of that juice fast, it was fine and all, because that was more for spiritual reasons. But about mid-February, I really was just, you know, mid-February, probably until about mid-March, I was really just sluggish and just, you know, just really having a time, even with staying awoke. I was, you know, working with, the drinks, the energy drinks, you know. I've got an energy drink in my refrigerator right now. that has been in there, I was looking at it, has been in there for about 4 months. 4 months that energy drink has, I haven't needed it. And so the thing about the chili powder is that it does improve your circulation and helps with keeping the cholesterol levels down, because as I say, I like omelets a lot. I eat the whole egg, not just the, you know, the white or anything like that. And so the offset that is that I work with chili powder. And I'm looking at it right now. I literally have on my desk, I have chili powder, I have cinnamon. What else do I have here? Of course, I have garlic, and these are my medicines. And this is what this is why I have really become. I have had a desire to really move in this direction as well, because as I've been a teacher of spirituality, a teacher of the law of attraction, a teacher of consciousness is our only reality, I keep looking at a people that are really suffering in the body. And if you're suffering in your body, you just don't have the energy to do much of anything else. You just don't. And there's so much about what goes on inside of us biologically that determines how we feel, how we respond emotionally, our temperament, everything. And so if we're not flowing, if the chi even is not flowing, if our blood is not even flowing, we're affected. And we can't focus on manifestation or creating or doing the things that we're, you know, that we're listening to all of these spiritual teachers, including myself, telling us to do. And so I'm thinking, you know what, before we can tell anybody else, people need to get their bodies in line or in alignment. How about that? And so that's one of the reasons that we're doing it. Our switchboard is really one of the, it's good to be back on Blog Talk. For those who don't know, we've got shows on Blog Talk right now that were produced in 2010. We were huge on Blog Talk 7-8 years ago, huge, you know, 1,000 downloads a night. And so Blog Talk is a wonderful platform because it's, you know, people just go looking for you and they find it. So I can see all so many people on tonight. And so I want to welcome you tonight. So chili powder would be number two. And, you know, all of the research, I've done it all. You know, it shows that people who don't, let's say, regularly eat spicy foods, they are most likely to benefit from increasing the heat, you know, turning the heat up a notch. So you want to work with chili powder. Now, I'm going to add my third one is cayenne pepper. Or Tabasco sauce, because I don't work with cayenne pepper as much because I work with chili powder. But Tabasco sauce I do work with. And I work with Tabasco. I have it right here for breakfast. And usually I have some Tabasco or some hot sauce. This is a Crystal hot sauce here that I like to, you know, a few shakes on my omelet as well. My omelet has black pepper, turmeric, Tabasco sauce. I've got all the spices, and then on top of that I have a wonderful avocado on top to balance it off. But when you're working with Tabasco sauce, especially for breakfast, it has been found to have people that work with it, you have less of an appetite, and it actually leads to taking in fewer calories throughout the day. So cayenne pepper and Tabasco sauce, once again, it's a great booster, a great metabolic booster. It helps the body burn excess amounts of fat because the metabolic rate and the fat burning ability is increased by 25%. So I have to believe that what I'm doing with turmeric, with black pepper, with hot sauce, with all of these things, you know, is increasing my metabolism. My workouts are better. I work with a high intensity workout, you know, daily, and I'm, you know, along with starting or going to bed at night with my meditations and letting my meditations play all night long that I work with. And then I wake up in the morning, and even all of my meditations are on my phone. So I've got them on my phone over here on low, even if I'm still doing work or listening to something on YouTube, because I understand how the subconscious mind picks up this subliminal message, even coming 4 feet away. I have a couch in my bedroom, even coming 4 feet away with the little phone over there playing, you know, my meditations, which I've been playing all night. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night because they're playing. It's okay. I don't mind. I let them play and stick the thing back in my ear and go back to sleep. So far we've got black pepper. We've got chili powder. We've got Tabasco sauce. Alrighty. Now, my favorite. Let's do my last. Wait a minute. Did I say seven? Let's see. My black pepper, my chili powder, my Tabasco sauce. Oh, actually, it's going to be six, which is one of my favorite numbers. My next one is turmeric. And these next three, actually, I've used in my tea. I gave you the recipe already this before we got started here. I'll give you where you can go get that recipe as well. Now, turmeric, I have found this probably a year ago. We started working with turmeric. Turmeric, not only do I like it, you know, having it in my food, I like the taste of it. I like turmeric, but it's absolutely great for weight loss because it increases the activity of your metabolism, and it does it for short bursts, you know, of the time that you ingest it. Just real quickly, it begins to work. So it also helps prevent weight gain. So after you have lost weight, after you begin to release the weight, you know, we talk about releasing the weight, then the turmeric will play a role in preventing, you know, a lot of heavy weight gain as well. Not only that, but if you do a research, turmeric is, there's even something, I've got a turmeric paste for teeth whitening. Maybe I'll get into that another time. That's absolutely fantastic. But we're talking about weight loss. So turmeric prevents the regrowth of fat after the weight loss, the regrowth of fat cells. It prevents the regrowth of fat by inhibiting the expansion and the growth of the fat tissues. And it does that because what's going on is new blood vessels are formed within the body. And so turmeric, and you can use it on anything. You can use it on salads. I use it on my omelets. I love it on my fish. I mean, you can use turmeric for everything, and you can use it as a tea, which I usually make about four times a week, my turmeric ginger lemon tea, which you can find over on YouTube. Go to YouTube and once again, put in Release the Weight channel. Put in the Release the Weight channel. That's what you need to do. And then scroll down. You'll see my picture. It says Release. I'm the only one that has the Release the Weight channel. And I just put that, the video that I made, I just put it up. Oh, probably, I don't know. It's probably about 5 days. I think it's already got like 36 views, so it's growing. Of course, all of our other videos there has thousands of views, and so go look at that. It's a great video. You can watch it a couple of times, only 2 minutes, and work with that tea. That turmeric tea is one of the best things that you can work with. And in that turmeric tea, I include ginger, and that's the next spice I want to talk about. Now, ginger. Those many people know, and many of you don't know, I've lived in the Philippines for probably the past couple of years or so. I've been back for just a little bit here in the States, but I plan to go back, and that's where my soul is, and that's where I'm supposed to be. But in Southeast Asia, which is where the Philippines is, ginger is, well, all of these things. It's a land of fresh vegetables and stuff pulled out of the ground and farmers market on every corner. And there are more farmers markets and fruit stands than there are grocery stores, at least where we were. There's like three grocery stores, but there are hundreds of fruit stands, fresh fruit, coconut, ginger, just all kind of things. And one of the things, ginger has, there's so many healing properties with ginger. I'm not one to get colds or get sick, or I haven't had a flu shot probably in 20, 25 years. I don't claim the flu. I don't affirm the flu. But over in the Philippines, I had a couple of, get my body getting used to the weather. And when it rains, it rains. It's very, very humid and sweaty. And you're always taking showers and you're in and out. You're in a house full of air conditioning and you go out. It's very, very hot. So there were times that I had serious throat issues. And I talk a lot. I do videos. I teach. I do a lot of talking. Even now, I'm learning. I have a vocal coach and I'm learning to, he's, just bring it down a little bit. And so that's really, really working. And so, but one of the things that my fiance would do, she would make this just pure ginger tea. It's better than any cough medicine, better than anything. I would just take it and just like a magic pill, it would clear up anything. So some of you guys already know that. But ginger also has been shown to increase the metabolic rate and decrease your appetite. And so, and I noticed that when I was taking that ginger tea, I just wasn't hungry. So it also helps with digestion, and ginger is really good at regulating the body's internal rhythm and things that we don't think about. Ginger is also, very good that if you're feeling nausea, if you're feeling nauseous or you're feeling sickness, because we lived for the entire year 2015, I was on an island that you only access through boat, through a 45-minute, well, the 45-minute, an hour and a half boat ride. And so just depending on, how the ocean was, there were many times, I tell you, we were tossed back and forth and, motion sickness. And I learned to keep some ginger in a little plastic bag. I learned to keep my ginger and get some hot water on the boat and make some, look, no nausea, nothing. So ginger is good for many things, but one of the best things as it relates to weight loss is that it's going to decrease your appetite, it's going to raise your metabolic rate, and it's going to cause you to digest your food better. It's going to regulate your body. It's going to cause you to become full, or at least have that feeling of fullness. So it's great for tea, and it's great for smoothies as well. And when you see my video that I did on the turmeric, it's called My Favorite. As a matter of fact, if you go to YouTube and put in My Favorite Turmeric Tea, I'm sure my video will pop right up. I put ginger in it and lemon as well. I'm going to talk about lemons and probably tomorrow night. Now, tomorrow, actually, probably Sunday. Tomorrow night, well, I'll tell you about tomorrow night. I'll talk about lemons and limes, which I have probably about nine of them right now in my refrigerator because I make gallons of lemon water with lemon juice, and I cut certain vegetables, in particular the cucumber. I'll cut half a cucumber, put it in a gallon of water with lemon juice, and for a couple of days, that'll be my drink. Now, I learned that. I never had that stuff until I lived in Southeast Asia, and that was the kind of water that was made for me. And things were really, really different. So ginger is another spice. Now, the last, but certainly, 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 certainly not least, is cinnamon. Now, I don't use cinnamon in my turmeric tea, but there was a person that put a comment on my video saying that he or she, that they put in a stick of cinnamon. And some people work with that as well. So you've got turmeric, you've got ginger, you've got lemon, and you've got cinnamon. That means you've got health, and you've got health, and you've got a weight fighting, you know, machine going on. Just a fourth to one teaspoon of cinnamon, which I have because I put cinnamon on my oatmeal, and I have lots of oatmeal during the month. A fourth to one teaspoon of cinnamon will increase your metabolism. It will improve your body's ability to handle sugar by stimulating insulin activity. Now, I only have brown sugar. I work with brown sugar, and I don't know if anyone remembers, last year I talked about during Thanksgiving how I found a 5-pound bag of white sugar and a box of brown sugar. Now, this was the law of attraction working, because I had went to the store in Las Vegas, and I went way out of town, and I was going to make something. I can't remember what it was, but it required brown sugar for the holiday. Actually, it was a fried okra and tomato recipe that I do. It causes for a little brown sugar. And I went to the store, and this is Thanksgiving, so you know how the stores are. And I went in there and got everything, and I came out. I was standing waiting on the train, and I realized I forgot the brown sugar. I'm not kidding you. I was walking when I realized it. I got to the stop. Okay, listen. Now, I know this is totally unrelated. I got to the train stop, ladies and gentlemen. I need to remind myself of this even more. And I just was standing there probably 5 minutes. There was someone standing to my left. And I just happened to look down. And there, there was a dirt, kind of a dirt field behind us or whatever. We were standing there waiting. There in a bag, there was a bag with some stuff in it. So I looked closer because I thought, what is something in the bag? When I picked up the bag from Albertsons, it was a bag with three items in it. It had a 5-pound bag of white sugar, a box of brown sugar, and a book. As like someone had bought a book. It was a book about love or relationship, a little book that you get, you know, at the grocery store, you know, $2.99 or something. That, what was it? I looked around. There was no one. The bag was just there. Talk about, and that's how it works for me, but that's a whole other thing. But that bag of that white sugar that was in that bag from November is still in my cabinet. So, and it'll probably be, I should really probably just offer it to one of my neighbors, because I don't work with white sugar. But cinnamon helps the body's ability to handle sugar. And so it's a digestive type of a aid, which keeps everything in your digestive system flowing very smoothly. If you work with cinnamon and honey, I'm going to probably talk about that combination in the future. But a cinnamon also helps increases energy levels. It's supposed to be very good for concentration. Which has some very good positive effects when you're talking about weight loss and meditation, because you need to be able to concentrate. One of the great things about guided meditation is that we help you, you know, able to concentrate. But I have to admit, cinnamon, honey, all of these things, these six spices, I'm not promising that you're going to lose weight. It's not a magic bullet. Here's the thing. This is what everybody misses. Everybody's just looking for one thing. It's never one thing. It's never one thing. That's the problem. You're looking for a magic bullet. Your whole lifestyle has to be changed. So taking these spices, I'm just going to go take all of these in the morning, and it's not a weight loss magic bullet, but it is an accessory. It's something that helps. The best way to lose weight is to work with all of these in addition to proper rest, in addition to a healthy diet, and my opinion, and number one, in addition to a healthy mind. A healthy mind, being able to work with what we work with is the guided meditations. So it can't hurt to rev up your metabolism, which by adding some of these spices, that's what's going to do, gives you some extra burn effect, makes your food taste better, makes your blood flow, makes you full, and all of these things working together is what helps in helping you manage the weight. All righty. Anyway, we're only on for 45 minutes, and it's measured, so I can't go over time. Those are my six top spices. Now, let me say this. We're normally on from Sunday through Thursday. We're not going to be on tomorrow. I almost forgot. I have another program, another group that I work with, a mastermind group, and so we have two more Thursdays together, and we start at 8:30 p.m., so we won't be here for the next two Thursdays, but then after that we will resume. Now, how are you doing? Hopefully you're doing well. Are you working with the meditations? A lot of people have already emailed me, and lots of people. Now, we have people that are buying and downloading art from all over, and it's getting ready to go to another level because we're bringing on thousands, hundreds, and thousands. My goal is thousands, but I know we're bringing on hundreds. Every day I am hearing from YouTube channels, influencers. I've sent out samples, three or four today, to people that want to, they go to the web, they just go crazy. They love it, the website, thevoiceofweightloss.com, and they want to become an affiliate. If you want to become an affiliate, I'll talk to you about that another time when I have a little bit more time. Anyway, 6 weeks, did you weigh yourself? All right, so you know what you weigh, you know what you're working with. How are you doing with your intermittent fasting? It's West Coast now, wherever you are, where I'm at, I still have 1 hour and 20 minutes, but I'm not even hungry, you know. I had an omelet earlier, actually probably about an hour and a half ago, with everything I told you about. And earlier this morning, I didn't even have breakfast. I just had my half of a bagel. Again, I just wasn't hungry. And so, anyway, I'm going to play a little bit of Eat Only When Hungry, which is a great guided meditation on our CD that's called The Body Sculpture. So that's probably the one that has probably been, for me, that's just been, I just attribute that meditation to where I am now, where I can just, I have to remind myself, and you know, to eat or what have you. And I have never more than this year have asked myself, are you hungry? I have literally been so mindful where I stopped to feel, am I hungry? Do I need to eat because I think I have to eat three meals a day and that it's, oh, it's lunch, you know, it's time to eat. No, I'll ask myself not what time it is or not even if I've eaten. I've asked myself, am I hungry? Am I really hungry? You know, because I eat to live and I don't live to eat. That's the secret. That's the difference. We want to eat to live and not live to eat. And when we're eating because we're bored or we're happy or we're sad and we don't know what to do, or it's just out of habit, then we're living to eat. But when we eat only when we're hungry, that's when we're eating to live. And I cannot tell you, it's a shift in your whole mindset. So go get your CD over at thevoiceofweightloss.com, And if you're new, but let's get this thing going and let's see what we do in the next, 6 weeks and see how you do. All right? All righty then. I'm going to close out with this, and then we'll come back. We'll close out with this from the meditation, the body sculpture, eat only when you're hungry. All righty? You are the thinker that thinks the thought that creates the thing, and I will see you back here on Sunday night at the same time. Let's see. Looks like maybe are we having some difficulty? Let's see. Well, then let's see if release the weight sample will come on. Well, our samples are not playing. Let me try. We've still got a few minutes. Let's see here. Let's do a refresh and maybe that'll help us.
I love walking.
The walk one that's working, but the other ones don't seem to be working, so we won't be doing that one tonight. We'll have to wait until Sunday. I have no idea why those don't appear to be working. Let's see here. And so we're down to the last few minutes anyway. Anyway, I really apologize for that. I have no idea why it's not working, but hey, that's all part of technology, and we're on live. So one of the best things that you can do is just take my word of it. Actually, there's a sample of it over on our website. So go over to the site, thevoiceofweightloss.com, and scroll down, and you'll see the sample that says eat only when hungry, and you can listen to a sample of that there. Alrighty? Alrighty. Peace and blessings, ladies and gentlemen. I will talk to you on next Sunday night.